The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of KLAY or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
Welcome to Know Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and resources. Our goal, to empower you and to put you in charge of your case. I'm your host, Attorney Patrick Pallas, standing in for Noah Davis and broadcasting live from the studios of KLAY 1180 in Tacoma, Lakewood, Washington. Be sure to check out our website at knowyourrights.com. That's NOAHYOURRIGHTS. Knowyourrights.com as we post the audio for each show as well as follow-up information on each program. And you can visit KLAY1180.com for more information about this show and additional programming on your conversation station. This is episode 22 of Noah, Your Rights. So welcome. Today, as Noah has done since his first show, the focus is on helping you obtain accessible and affordable legal services. So let's start here with this question. Who needs the most legal help? Is it you? Well, in 2015, a civil legal needs study was completed to see if the legal needs of citizens in Washington were really being met. The study focused on people who were low income, that is, up to 125% of the poverty level. This group includes people with families of four who make up to $30,750. That's about $2,500 a month, down to people who are single who only earn $15,000 a year. Now, amazingly, that's about 1.25 million people in Washington state. So let me tell you just a little bit about what this study found, because we're going to be talking about it some, at least in part, today during our show. The study found that 7 in 10 low-income households in Washington state faced at least one significant legal problem each year, and that each household has what used to be 3.3 problems in 2003, and that has escalated to 9.3 legal problems in the latest survey done in 2014. Second, that the most common problems that people have for legal needs are in healthcare, consumer and finance, and employment. Third, that victims of domestic violence and or sexual assaults experience the highest rate of problems per capita in any group. That's 17 legal issues a year that they face. Fourth, the study showed that there's a significant legal literacy problem. A majority of low-income people do not understand that the problem they experience have a legal dimension and that they would benefit from getting legal help. And finally, we learned from this study that the vast majority of people face their problems alone. More than three quarters, that's 76%, of those who have a legal problem do not get the help that they need. The truth of the matter is that the difference between low income and middle income is getting smaller every day. And I'm sure a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about and feel what's happening. We know who is in the most need with this civil legal needs study, but we also know that regardless of your income, everyone has a need for legal services. And affording a lawyer is getting more expensive, and in fact, for some, just simply isn't feasible anymore. So, is there an answer? Today, we're going to examine one method to make legal services not just accessible, but affordable to everyone. I'm honored to be joined by Senior Vice President and General Counsel Carrie Norris of Legal Shield. Carrie, if you can hear me, welcome to the show.
I can hear you, Patrick, and thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I am so glad that you're here to join us. I have a lot of questions for you because I think what you're doing really is very important for listeners that want legal services but really don't know how to afford them or how to get access to them. So before we head into that big answer to the big question, can we start with you for a minute? Can you tell me a little bit about your journey from small town girl to senior VP and general counsel of a large insurance company like Legal Shield?
Of course, and I like that you say I'm a small town girl. And I don't know that I've gone that far. I actually I am the senior vice president and chief legal officer at Legal Shield. We are based in Ada, Oklahoma. And I'm a small town girl because I was born and raised in that small town. There's all kinds of songs and, you know, cliche phrases you can think of, but I've had the really fantastic opportunity of moving away, going to law school, working in large corporate law firms, quite honestly for people, you know, large businesses that could afford to pay me my high hourly rate. And I came back to my hometown and joined Legal Shield. At the time, it was prepaid legal services, and have been here ever since, going on 15 years now.
Now, how big is this, the fine and fair town of Ada, Oklahoma?
Well, Ada, Oklahoma has about, you know, if everyone's home on the weekend and, you know, everyone's in their places, it's about 17,000 people.
Okay. So I love the fact that you were born and raised there, and then you left, and then you came back, and now you're in your hometown, being an important part of this national corporation.
You know, it's a fascinating story. It's the prepaid legal story, now Legal Shield. I was born also and raised in Ada, Oklahoma. And interestingly, we were born and raised the same year. We were both at 46 years old.
I love that.
And we've kind of grown up together. And prepaid legal at the time was started by a gentleman named Harlan Stonecipher. And the story goes that he was in an automobile accident. He was on the road selling insurance. Was in an auto accident, and he would describe it as, I had auto insurance for my car and health insurance for the hospital, and I had life insurance, had it not turned out so well. But when I got sued, I didn't have anything to help me with my legal issues. I had no insurance.
Wow.
And so he started out on a quest to figure this out, and came up with, at the time in 1969, and then really kind of kicked it off in 72, really looking at, you know, almost a motor club type of assistance, where they would add legal assistance to insurance, auto insurance policies. And it has evolved over time to a company now. Legal Shield is in all 50 states, 4 provinces of Canada. We're looking at international expansion. We have today over 1.7 million families that are covered by our contracts and our services, and all because one person had a need. And they recognized that there was no way to solve that need affordably and with, you know, consistent service and, you know, being able to meet his expectations of what a lawyer would be able to do. So it's been a fantastic journey for me to come back to my hometown and do the things I want to do here, but have a world-class job for a truly mission-driven, mission-focused company like Legal Shield.
You know, I love that story, and I particularly love the fact that it comes out of a small town, right? You think about big companies only coming from big cities, and I love that this is a homespun idea for an average guy in a small town in Oklahoma, and turns out to be 46 years later, a company that's helping 1.7 million families. I don't know what that turns into, but it's probably something in the couple of million by the time you get total insurers, right?
Yes, it's around 4.5 million total individuals.
Well, Carrie, hold on to this thought. We are going to come back and we're going to chat about this some more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on NOAA, Your Rights.
Hi, I'm Jack Box, and for the millions of Americans living with a taco obsession, my new $3 taco deal with 3 of the tacos you love and a small drink can offer relief. Relief for people like Janet, who changed her name to Mrs. Taco.
Actually, it's Ms. Taco.
Or Dave, who celebrates Taco Tuesday every day.
Taco Tuesday!
No, Dave, it's Sunday, and it's your wife's birthday.
Oh, I should get her some tacos!
So please, try my $3 taco deal today. New at Jack in the Box. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Small fountain drink.
Hi, I'm Noah from Noah Your Rights, the show that helps educate you on your legal rights and resources available to you. You know, I want to be your lawyer, but more than that, I want to help empower you. I want to help provide you the tools that you need to be successful in your case, whether you hire me or you hire someone else. I want you to check out our website, www.noahyourrights.com. See what resources are are there, see how we can help you, and if there's something that's missing, email me at noah@noahyourrights.com, and we'll see what we can do to add the material that you need to be successful in your case.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Know Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and resources. I'm attorney Patrick Pallas, filling in for Noah Davis. Today we're focusing on legal plans, and specifically Legal Shield. Joining us is Carrie Norris, the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Legal Shield. Welcome back, Carrie.
Great to be back.
So where we left off, we were talking about the beginnings of Legal Shield. I want to get kind of an overall sense, and we'll drill down to this in a little bit, but a sense of what Legal Shield is. What does it do?
That's a great question. So Legal Shield, I call it a legal services provider. We're not a law firm, and we don't practice law. There's only a couple of lawyers on our staff here. But what we do is we provide legal services and access to legal services to individuals, small businesses, employers, employees all across the country in North America. So what we do is we provide a contract similar to an insurance contract where we enumerate and identify a list of services that we're going to provide for a small monthly fee. And then what we do is we have a system in place, a proprietary network of law firms that provide all those services to our customers directly. Those customers never have to call here to Ada, Oklahoma, as charming as it might be. They call the law firm directly with any legal question they have, and they are able to get that immediate advice and consultation and direction from a lawyer and a law firm in their state. And so Legal Shield really is a conduit, I guess is a better way, to connect real clients with real lawyers in real time.
So give me a sense. I mean, I'm picturing this, and you can tell me if I'm mischaracterizing it, but I'm picturing this kind of like an insurance plan where you're buying legal coverage. Would that be a fair way to describe it?
It is similar to an insurance plan. It's often best understood as an HMO for legal services. We're all familiar with the health maintenance organization where for a monthly fee to your carrier or your provider, you are given access to a list of attorneys. You choose an attorney off that list, and then when you have a health need, right, you go to that doctor. So our legal services are very similar to that. There's a few nuances that we don't expect our customers to identify the lawyers. We actually identify and vet them and qualify them in advance. But it's a similar idea for a monthly fee, on average $24.95. Our customers have access to vetted quality attorneys on a variety of everyday preventative legal issues.
So I'm picturing if we use that healthcare example where maybe I have a plan where I get everything paid for a prescription, or maybe they only pay 50%, or maybe I have a $1,000 deduct or a $5,000 deduct. They all come from different types of plans. Are there different plans? You can kind of give me a sense, at least a high level, a 10,000-foot sense of what these plans might be.
Sure, and there are a variety of plans. There's true insurance plans. Legal Shield's not one of those, but there are those on the market where you'll pay and you'll be given access to a lawyer, and at the end, the company, your insurance provider, would pay or reimburse that lawyer for their services. That's one model, and they are out there. There are truly access plans where for a small monthly fee you receive a referral to to vetted lawyers, and then the customer would then call those lawyers and get their services handled. There's online services where for small fees or flat fees you have access to a lawyer to answer a question. And in Legal Shield's case, a legal services plan, it is a little bit different, but the same concept, which is for a monthly fee, we call it a subscription fee, you have access to our proprietary law firms for any and all legal topics you might need. And then if there's something that is extra or added to, then we make sure that our customers work with those lawyers and are given a guaranteed discount off their hourly rate. So there's a variety of things. Really, the common thread for what Legal Shield does and what all the others do is we work hard every day to provide access to justice. And I say this is, it's kind of funny, access to justice, as you know, Patrick, has become a buzzword in the legal business.
Right, a big one.
And it's become a really big one. You know, Legal Shield and legal plans have been doing access to justice for decades. It wasn't called that, and that's not what we did. We were on a mission to make sure that everybody had access to legal services and quality legal services that they knew they could depend on and expect certain kinds of service levels from. So it, as it's evolved over time, Legal Shield is really excited to see the conversation be a more common conversation. Others are getting involved in it. And then when you layer on technology into what Legal Shield's been doing and what legal service companies do into the conversation of access to justice, then it's really exciting because I think that's where we're at the tipping point.
So I talked in the beginning of the show about this huge access to justice gap, this gap between people who want legal assistance, legal services, who can't afford it because it simply is too expensive, and that gap has been increasingly widening decade after decade in this country. I heard you say something about access plans, and I just wanted to drill down a little bit. Can you tell me why a legal plan or an access plan like this that's offered by Legal Shield, why is that a good idea for those that may not otherwise be able to afford a lawyer?
Well, that's a great question, Patrick. And what we believe in here at Legal Shield is connecting real people with real issues to real lawyers. And that's just being the access point. So I've often said and spoken about how most people in the American Bar Association, you know, several years ago had the Futures Commission, and they came out with this great report. And they sort of talked about what we already all knew, which was that most people never even know that what they're dealing with is a legal issue. If they do identify it as a legal issue, then they don't know a lawyer. They might know someone, a neighbor or someone at church, but they might not be the right kind of lawyer, and they're probably intimidated and not comfortable calling about whatever their issue might be. And then even if they can solve those first two issues, they can't afford them. Because whether it's a friend or a neighbor or the attorney on the street corner or in the high building downtown in a large city, their hourly rates for average people are exorbitant. $150, $200, $250, $300, and going up from there. That's per hour. So the average person can't solve those three issues. What a legal access plan and a legal service plan and legal insurance does is it breaks down that barrier, meaning for a monthly fee, $20, $25, that consumer then is, one, more educated that they might have a legal issue. They don't have to go find an attorney because they're being given access to one, and they can afford it because all the initial things that happen in an attorney-client conversation happen in these plans for free.
So I'll be a little bit of a devil's advocate here just to push it out there, right? If someone's wondering, you know, if it costs me $24.95, how in the world am I going to get a really quality lawyer? I mean, it kind of begs the question, well, what kind of lawyer are you going to give me for $24.95? I know that you have a really thoughtful and time-tested system, but I'm wondering if you can let us take a peek under the hood a minute and share with us, how is it that you both guarantee high-quality lawyers and how you're able to access them to be able to represent people who are part of your network?
Sure. That's a conversation we have here a lot, which is, what does a $20, $25 a month lawyer look like? And it's kind of a joke, particularly when I talk to our attorneys that are in our network, particularly our provider attorneys. You know, they look like lawyers like you and me. They are lawyers that have really focused in on issues and want to help people. They're experts in their area. And they understand and are passionate about everyday legal services. So how do we do that? Well, what we do at Legal Shield is we're a little bit unique in the sense that we work with the frontline law firm. We call them a provider law firm. We have one law firm in every state, two in a couple of states just based on geography, but one law firm in every state. Those law firms, on average, have been a partner with us for over 22 years. The lawyers in those firms that are working with our customers, on average, have over 18 years of experience in the law. They have relationships with us where they know that we have expectations of timeliness, responsiveness, courtesy, all the things that, quite frankly, we didn't learn in law school. We mandate and work with our provider law firms to ensure that to happen. So I'm confident every lawyer in our firm has experience in the area of law that they practice. They are obviously bar admitted, bar qualified. There's no public censure. We have a technological system behind the wall, so to speak, that monitors that, keeps our lawyers informed and updated about, you know, staying legal and licensed. So we have absolute confidence that they are quality lawyers. And so then you think, well, you know, what do they do? Because do they get paid $25 a month?
Right. Are they going to give up on the case after the first day or two and they write a couple letters and can't get it resolved? Okay, I'm done. Right. How far are they going to go?
Our lawyers are going to go all the way. And we do that because we have these vetted relationships with our provider law firms, and they're incented. We pay them every single month a per capita, and which is a complicated way of saying we pay them a fee for every single member that resides in their state. So in most of our law firms, Legal Shield is their largest client every single month. So we have their attention. And it's not Legal Shield asking for the legal services. We have their attention so that our customers, one by one by one, can call and access them and speak to them and have their undivided and focused attention. So it's a unique model. If, in fact, it's an issue that needs to go a little bit further, and there is an attorney that's, you know, inside of our referral network, of which we have 5,000 similarly vetted referral attorneys in our network, the same thing happens. They're incentivized and organized that they will go all the way. They'll go to the mat. They'll go to court. They'll go stand next to you in a traffic ticket because that's what they signed on with us to do. So we really make sure, we try to take the guesswork out of finding that quality lawyer who's customer-focused for the individuals. We've already found them. We incentivize them and bring them on board as part of our mission, and we make that easier for our customers so they never have to worry about, are they going to do one letter and then drop me? Are they going to make a phone call and then I never hear from them again?
Right. I mean, you have to have confidence that, A, you're getting a lawyer who's going to represent you well, and, B, the one that's actually going to stand behind you. But let me ask you this, and we're getting close to a break, so it's a quick question for you. Will they take calls? If I just want to call and ask a quick question, is that part of the plan?
Absolutely, and that's what we want people to do. We call it preventative legal services. You know, a lot of times you may or may not know if it's a legal issue. I encourage our members, and we're constantly promoting to them, to pick up the phone and call. They will absolutely take every single call you have. If they don't answer the call with a lawyer at the time, a lawyer will call every one of our customers back within 4 hours.
All right, Carrie, let me stop you right there. Coming up, we're going to talk about the types of cases and the matters Legal Shield covers. You're listening to Know Your Rights on KLAY 1180 AM.
Right now, Cholula, one of America's favorite hot sauces, is teaming up with Jack in the Box for the Cholula Buttery Jack. With Cholula hot sauce, crispy jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese on a signature bun. Try it with Cholula fries. Jack! Can you cool it with the guitar, please?
Sorry, just got a little excited about the burger.
Try the Cholula Buttery Jack from Jack in the Box, part of the Buttery Jack family. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Unbelievable.
I'm done.
Hi, I'm Noah from Know Your Rights, the show that helps educate you on your legal rights and resources available to you. You know, I want to be your lawyer, but more than that, I want to help empower you. I want to help provide you the tools that you need to be successful in your case, whether you hire me or you hire someone else. I want you to check out our website, www.knowyourrights.com. See what resources are there. See how we can help you. And if there's something that's missing, email me at noah@knowyourrights.com, and we'll see what we can do to add the material that you need to be successful in your case.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Know Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and resources. I'm Attorney Patrick Pallas, filling in for Noah Davis today, and we're focusing on legal plans, and specifically Legal Shield. Joining us is Carrie Norris, the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Legal Shield. Carrie, we left off. I promised that we'd talk a little bit about the types of cases. So I heard you say that there was a broad range of cases, but give me the common types of cases and matters that Legal Shield covers should someone need legal assistance.
Well, Patrick, you mentioned in your opening comments about a study in Washington. And you mentioned that there were identified a number of the most common uses of legal services: consumer issues, healthcare issues, employment issues. Those run all in line and right in track with what we find at Legal Shield. We track all of our customer usage, meaning we survey every customer. We kind of have areas of law. What we find is they're the most common things for the average person. And I don't mean average as substandard, but just as the normal person. So they are things exactly like you identified: consumer legal issues, debt issues, a creditor, real estate is on our list, estate planning, wills and trusts are on our list, employment is high on our list, and because of our product offers representation and help with traffic matters, we find traffic matters tend to stay on the top of our list. And obviously, just to call in and get requests, criminal matters and family matters are always in the top 10 of what we're looking at. So it's things that are everyday experiences. You have, you know, someone took advantage of you, right? You paid for something that you didn't get. So you have a dispute with a vendor or a store, or someone's looking to collect a debt that you don't owe or that you've tried to negotiate. Another high one on our list is leases and real property. When you look at the housing starts and how things are going and how many people are in rental property versus owned property, leasing is a really important issue. And so that's high on our list of people looking at lease reviews and lease contracts.
So bankruptcy?
Absolutely. We would always try to help and hope that a customer doesn't end up in bankruptcy. But absolutely, that's high on our list and something that we would assist members with and give advice for, and when necessary, help them with the bankruptcy filing.
In Pierce County, Tacoma, where I am, I hear from our judges who sit in our Superior Court that 2/3 of the people that come in front of them aren't represented. Do you represent people going through, paternity or custody or divorce issues?
Absolutely, we do. We will give them advice and counsel and assistance, and when necessary, we'll dig in deeper and represent them and go to court with them as things are outlined in their contract. And further to that point, and I know you and your state have been very aggressive in a positive way at looking to solve some of these solutions where there's just not enough representation for people. They're going to court by themselves, uninformed. And I applaud the efforts that Washington is taking and looking at. And I think more states need to do that. It's another thing that we can add to our arsenal of access to justice. We have to break those barriers down.
So just to put in a plug for the Washington State Bar, what you're talking about is the triple LTs, the limited licensed legal technicians that are a new type of legal professional who are licensed to represent people in family law matters and to have their own firms and to provide services at a significant discount from what a fully licensed lawyer might be able to provide. And that's a new creation that we have here in Washington State, and one I think we're all very proud of because it continues to provide tools for people who need legal assistance who may not be able to get that legal assistance otherwise. And I think that's part of what Legal Shield offers too, right? It's another tool. It's another mechanism to help people access legal services that are both affordable and available that might not otherwise be there.
That's exactly what we do. At Legal Shield, none of our services are provided by paralegals or paraprofessionals. That's not to say that we wouldn't move that way when the industry and people are starting to look at that. But right now, we have a saying that we don't look to replace lawyers. We are here to connect lawyers, to give them the ability to meet and have access to real clients and be able to do the things that we went to law school to do, which is help people. I think, by and large, if you ask any attorney why they went to law school, it's because they want to help someone. And, you know, being in a legal services plan like Legal Shield allows those lawyers every single day to help real people with real issues. And it's fantastic, and you're right. Washington and other state bars are finding additional solutions in addition to what we've been doing at Legal Shield for a long time. And I think it's going to take all of us to really and truly level the playing field when you start talking about legal services.
Well, I mentioned low-income citizens that made 76% can't find legal services or afford legal services. And when you step up in middle class, which, as I mentioned, really isn't that much of a step up as far as income is, there's still a huge percentage, maybe upwards of 50 or 60% of people who still can't afford lawyers. And what you get left with is this affluent top tier of people that can afford lawyers and get the full access to their own court system, where I think you and I would both agree that the court system is for everybody and everybody should have keys to the courthouse. And the idea that we have a democracy where people can't get access, can't protect their rights, can't fight back when they're being taken advantage of, you know, if they're a victim of domestic violence and they can't get someone to help them, or they're kicked out of their house and they're with their children on the street and there's nowhere to turn for them, we have a real problem in our system. And I'm happy to hear about tools like Legal Shield that fill in those gaps and start giving people alternatives to be able to access services they might not be able to access otherwise.
And that's a great point. Our founder, Harlan Stonecipher, used to say, we need to bend to the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., broad across the front, it says equal justice under law. And he would say, but unfortunately, the reality too many times is you get just as much justice as you can afford to pay. Because what you just said is true, that at the top echelon, people can afford lawyers. And so Legal Shield's mission from the very beginning has been to make equal justice under law a reality. The only way to make it a reality for everyone who's entitled and has that right to access it is to make it affordable. And that's what we strive to do every single day with our services and with our lawyers. And, you know, we're trying to add technology, layer in technology through people's mobile phones and mobile apps to make that access even easier for every person.
You know, I imagine that because you're covering the entire country, that means not just big cities where there's lots of lawyers and law firms that can be part of the Legal Shield network. But you get the small towns, and I'm thinking in Oklahoma, there can be, that's a long drive between towns sometimes. What do you do when someone lives at quite a distance from a big metropolitan city and maybe there's not even a lawyer in that town? How do you provide them legal services?
Well, that's a great question. I will say even in Ada, Oklahoma, we do have legal services and lawyers that provide services to Legal Shield members. So what we've done is we've built a network over the years, and our law firms, our provider law firms in each state have been really critical in helping us do this, where we do provide service in those small towns where they're further out or there may not be a lawyer in every area of expertise. What we do at Legal Shield is we answer those questions up front in our centralized law firm. They do tend to be in larger cities, but that's not a requirement. But we do answer those questions. And then when the needs become local, they need to have a local court, a local hearing, someone's, you know, being incarcerated or whatever the issue might be locally, we're able to refer that to our network of 5,000 other lawyers to get to those cities, get to those places, work with those clients, go to those court appearances, and help those people out. If we can't find an attorney in that city or that small town or in that rural place, we will send an attorney from our larger law firms in larger cities. We want to make sure that every single person, wherever they might be, has access. One thing we do is we have a 24-hour call service. So if your liberties are being threatened, your rights are being taken away, whether it's by authority or you're in a personal injury matter and you're asked to sign some kind of document to give up your rights and your liberties, we have a 24-hour service on your mobile app that you can call and we'll put you on the phone with the lawyer in your area within 15 minutes.
Boy, I love that. You know, that's a challenge, I think, for all lawyers, right? If your client needs you, can you get back to them and start resolving their problem in 15 minutes? I think it should be mandatory for all of us. And I know in my firm, we work very hard to get back to everybody instantly. And in fact, online, places like Facebook and Google keep track of that and let you know that if you're not reporting back fast enough, that you're not giving good customer service. I love that you have that built in and you actually have an app to do that.
Yeah, our app actually does a lot more than that. But what it really does is put the law firm right in the palm of the hand. It is actually available for free, and it has some FAQs and some legal information. But for our paying members, there are added benefits and services, one is which you push a button, and it calls into your state law firm directly. You can push a button and submit photos of your traffic tickets or your documents. You can fill out questionnaires online. We've done that because whether you're in a small town in Oklahoma, whether you're in Tacoma, or whether you're in New York City, everyone needs that immediate access to their law firm. And there's no other way to do it than to make it available on the one thing we all have with us at all times, our smartphones. So we've worked really hard to integrate that. That's another thing that as we find partners in our law firms that are willing to work with us, you know, we tell them, you know, someone has to answer these calls when they come through. And someone has to be able to call them back and speak to them within just a matter of hours. And what we found over time is, quite honestly, the lawyers enjoy that. Everyone enjoys it. That's what our member expects, and that's what they do. We survey every single member who touches with one of our lawyers. We receive back about 800,000 completed surveys every year. We take it really seriously. That's the voice of the customer, right? Was a lawyer, would you refer that lawyer? Would you refer that law firm to a friend or family member? And, you know, were they timely, responsive, et cetera? We survey every single one, and we turn it into a score for all of our lawyers. So we know if they're meeting those expectations, and not only of the customer, but of us. And it's really important. You can only do that when you're really focused in on what's the real mission of what we're doing.
In our office, we talk about net promoter scores. Yeah. And I know that's very much what you're talking about. How likely are you to recommend Legal Shield to a friend or a family member? I think it's amazing that you have that feedback loop in doing surveys for 800,000 people. Carrie, hold on. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how Legal Shield actually works if you need them in a case. You're listening to Know Your Rights on KLAY 1180 AM.
Hi, I'm Jack Box, and for the millions of Americans living with a taco obsession, my new $3 taco deal with three of the tacos you love and a small drink can offer relief. Relief for people like Janet, who changed her name to Mrs. Taco.
Actually, it's Ms. Taco.
Or Dave, who celebrates Taco Tuesday every day.
Taco Tuesday!
No, Dave, it's Sunday. And it's your wife's birthday.
Oh, I should get her some tacos!
So please, try my $3 taco deal today. New at Jack in the Box. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Small fountain drink.
Hi, I'm Noah from Noah Your Rights, the show that helps educate you on your legal rights and resources available to you. You know, I want to be your lawyer, but more than that, I want to help empower you. I want to help provide you the tools that you need to be successful in your case, whether you hire me or you hire someone else. I want you to check out our website, www.noahyourrights.com. See what resources are there, see how we can help you, and if there's something that's missing, email me at noah@noahyourrights.com, and we'll see what we can do to add the material that you need to be successful in your case.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Know Your Rights, the show dedicated to helping you, the listener, know your legal rights, remedies, and resources. I'm attorney Patrick Pallas, filling in for Noah Davis, and today we're focusing on legal plans, and we're talking to Carrie Norris, the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Legal Shield. Carrie, before we went to the break, I promised that we'd talk a little bit about what this really looks like. And so I'm going to give you a scenario, and maybe you can talk me through it. Let's suppose that I am a member of a Legal Shield plan, and I've never used the plan before. And one night, maybe I have a beer too many, and maybe I'm driving my car in a way that looks like I've been drinking. And in fact, I get pulled over. And as the police officer is coming to my window to ask for my driver's license and insurance, I remember that I have Legal Shield. Tell me what should happen from that point forward. Walk me through that scenario for a customer of yours who has a plan.
Well, that's a wonderful scenario and something that we think about all the time here. First of all, before I would tell you how we can help you with that situation, I should say I am a mother of a teenage driver. You should never drink and drive.
Right, absolutely.
Right? There's way too many services out there that can help you avoid that. So with that public service announcement.
No, a point well taken, and thank you for pointing that out.
Let's talk a little bit about how this would work. So
right.
You're a Legal Shield member. The red lights are flashing. You're starting to pull over. And you're already a Legal Shield member, and you have downloaded the mobile app. I would suggest, I mean, I'm not there with you, but while the cop is pulling you over, push the button on your phone. There's an emergency access line. It's in big red buttons. Push that. And so while the cop's walking up, you have your phone out, and you can put it on speaker, or you can speak to them. And you're going to speak to a Legal Shield representative. Those emergency calls come straight here to Ada, Oklahoma, so that we can make sure that they're handled whatever the time. I'm adding to your scenario that this is, you know, 11 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, let's put that somewhere late. After business hours, for sure.
After midnight, my mother always told me nothing good happened after midnight. So so it's after midnight. So you push the button, and you're going to be speaking to a customer service rep here in Ada, sitting in our office building 24/7, 365. They're going to speak to you, ask what's going on, where you live, what's the location. And then they're going to recognize that it is an emergency. They then are going to call the lawyer on call in your state, the one that has the emergency bat phone. And I've been with our lawyers when they get those calls at 11 and 12 at night, and it's kind of like a bat phone. So While this is happening, the police officer has come up to the side of the window, and you're going to hand them politely your insurance and your verification and your license and whatever else they tell you to do. And you're going to do all those things. So in the interim, your lawyer is going to be on the phone. And if you have the ability, in the presence of the officer, speak to your lawyer. I recognize they may or may not allow that. It just depends on how things progress. But they should, if everything's civil. You know, you can have your attorney on the phone and just ask him, what do I need to do? So we'll break this into two additional scenarios. The first is you just get a ticket for speeding. You don't even ask you to do a field sobriety test. You just get a ticket. So what you're going to do then, you're going to hang up with your lawyer. You're going to politely drive off and park somewhere safely. And then you're going to take a photograph of your speeding ticket right then and there at 11 o'clock at night or midnight or 1. And that's going to go immediately into your law firm in your state. The next morning, that law firm is going to see that ticket came through when they open up for business hours, and they're going to call you within 4 business hours. And they're going to talk to you about that. They're going to help you figure out how to respond. Do you have to go to court? What does it mean? How many points are going to be assessed? And they're going to help you and represent you with that speeding ticket immediately, because it's going to process as soon as they get in the next morning. And they're going to call you back. If you have to go to court, they're going to send a real live attorney with you to court. All of that would be covered under your discount, under your monthly $24.95 plan. You would never pay another penny to that law firm or to Legal Shield to have that happen. If it went much worse and you failed your field sobriety test and you were arrested for a DUI, we would hope that you'd still have the ability to speak to your lawyer. They can give you some advice and counsel along the way. That's, of course, up to the authorities that you're there with. And what was going to happen then, if you're incarcerated or detained, or that law firm then is going to help you during business hours if they're not able to speak to you. And they are going to help you navigate that legal system, what all that means, when do you have to go to court, and how do various things happen. They're not going to pay your court costs. They're not going to pay your fines. You're going to be responsible for those. But they're going to be there with you along the way. A DUI is something that under our regular customer membership isn't fully covered, so you would have to pay that lawyer at a discounted hourly rate to assist you with further legal needs after they've talked to you about your DUI.
So let me just go back and pick up some of the issues that I think you raised that I want to talk about. One of them is having an attorney 24/7. Am I understanding that there is somebody waiting if you need emergent help because you are in a situation where your rights might be compromised unless you have an attorney available, that there's an attorney, you can push your app red button and you're on the phone with an attorney right then?
Yes. It may take as much as 10 to 15 minutes. If depending on what time it is, right, if we have to wake up the lawyer and we have to do those things. But absolutely, we guarantee that. We have a system in place to make that happen, and it happens every single night of the week. I was recently with one of our provider attorneys who happened to have their phone, and we were at a dinner, a work dinner. She had to leave the table twice to take an emergency access call. So we take it very seriously. We say it's a benefit, and it absolutely is a benefit, because we will have a real live lawyer there in your state, licensed to talk to you about your issue 24/7.
I just think that's a huge benefit for people, because sometimes timing is everything, and you need to know your rights if you haven't had the opportunity to find them out or understand them, which, by the way, is a big purpose for this show, right? To give people an understanding of their rights and remedies long before they have to rely on them or use them or know.
And that's a really interesting point. I'll be honest, that's not an area of law that I personally practice in.
Right.
But I can't tell you that should you take a field sobriety test, do you agree, do you not agree? My last exposure to the criminal justice system was 20 years ago in law school. But if you have the time and the ability before things get really bad in an emergency situation, you can call the law firm and ask them.
Well, that was one of the questions I want to ask you about, because there has to be a proactive side to Legal Shield. And I'm wondering what that looks like. Are there legal resources available? Are there places they can go to read about their rights or explore an area of law or do a little DIY before they call up an attorney and tell them about their case?
Absolutely. We have a chat bot. Her name is Erin, that in your mobile app or on some of our other websites, you can ask Erin, what is a DUI? In Washington, what's the penalty for a DUI? You can ask them general legal questions, and Erin will be able to answer most of them. If not, we monitor that daily, and we'll find the answer and add it to Erin so the next time you call back, you can ask her that either by phone or by, like I said, it's right in your mobile app. And we do that because being informed about your rights makes it that much easier to access your rights. And some people kind of want to know a few things in advance before they ever call a lawyer. They're going to feel more empowered, right? They're going to feel smarter and better and less intimidated when they actually speak to the lawyer. So we do have some self-help FAQs, forms, documents to really help someone understand what their issues are a little bit before and during when they're speaking to the lawyer.
You know, sadly, and I mentioned this in the introduction, that a majority of people may not understand that some of the problems they experience are legal problems or have a legal dimension. I've had people that I talk with just tell me, you know, blank happens. It's just life. The stuff just goes on. What do you do about it? Just the way it is. It's an act of God, right? And so they really walk away from the opportunity to get any legal help because they feel maybe a lawyer can't help or it's not a legal problem or, you know, who are they and what are they going to do about it? You know, it's them against the world or against big government or a big insurance company or whatever else. And they simply waive their rights and give up, which is very sad for many people who could truly be benefited. And maybe there's a simple answer out there for them. What do you say to people who think that maybe a lawyer can't help or don't know even that they have a situation that really calls out for getting some legal assistance or some understanding?
Well, we have an expression here at Legal Shield, and you saying what you said, blank happens. We say here at Legal Shield, law happens.
Okay.
It happens, right? Because it's kind of, and when it happens to you, it's kind of like using the expletive, right? It's the single biggest issue you have in someone's life, and it happens all the time. And like you said, most people don't even recognize that what they do or don't do about a lease, a contract, something they signed, something they didn't sign, can have long-term legal ramifications. So we really work hard to educate our customers, our members, about what are legal issues, and then try to empower them so that they have some information, they know a little bit, and then they're comfortable calling their lawyer to be able to learn out more about it and get more answers, because it happens all the time. And you can talk anecdotally. I talk to people, our customers, all the time, and they'll be like, you know, I just didn't know. I didn't have time to talk to a lawyer, or I just signed it because everyone tells me to do it.
So, Carrie, we're running out of time. We're almost at the very end. Let me just ask you one more very short question. If people want to know more about Legal Shield, where do they go?
You can go to two places. You can go to LegalShield.com on the web. You can learn all about what we do, all about our products and our services, and you can actually see our lawyers and our law firms right there on the website for your state. Or you can go to the App Store and download our mobile app for free, and the Legal Shield app, and you'll be able to get some things in there. You can ask some questions, dig around, and if you want to join our community and join our family, you can do that through your mobile app.
Perfect. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Know Your Rights. I want to put out a huge thank you to our guest, Carrie Norris of Legal Shield. Carrie, thank you so much for being here. And I want to thank you, our listeners.
Clay.